Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Avery, please?
This is Avery.
Hey, Avery, this is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5. How are you? You got a second?
From where?
Moving 92.5, Brook and Jubal in the Morning. We do a morning show from 6 to 10 every weekday.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with a friend of the show, and he thinks that you're avoiding him and don't want to go out on another date with him, so he asked us to call you and find out if he did something wrong on your date.
Oh, okay.
I guarantee you remember this little date that you went on. It should be pretty memorable.
I mean, not to be weird, but I've been on a couple dates recently. Can you tell me his name?
It would be the only date that you went on to a cemetery.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Lucas.
Oh.
Did you not like Lucas?
So he told you about the cemetery. How much did he tell you about this date?
Oh.
He just, you know, kind of told us there was a weird moment after he picked you up where you were having some personal stuff going on and got kind of upset, and he decided to stop the only place that he could find where he thought you two could talk quietly, which was a cemetery. He did say that he tried to kiss you at the end of the evening, and you shunned his advances because it was weird to try to make out with you in a cemetery.
Yeah.
Is that what did it?
I was going through a lot that day, as you know already, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though I was clearly, like, horrible and weird, he was really a little weird. I'm sorry, but...
Really?
He was the weird one in this whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, he said some stuff that I think he was trying to make me feel better, but it wasn't really working.
Can you give us an example of something that he said?
Well, I mean, did he tell you, you know, what we did in the cemetery?
He just said that you guys walked around and talked, and he kind of let you vent whatever you were feeling.
There's more activities that you can do in a cemetery?
I guess. I have no idea.
Oh, no.
No. I mean, that was it, but while we were walking around, like, he would occasionally, like, stop in front of headstones and be like, oh, isn't it sweet, all these husbands and wives buried together?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's creepy.
That is super creepy.
I thought it was going to be he stole the flowers and gave them to you, but that's even worse.
Yeah.
That happened, too.
Oh.
He did that?
Oh,
what?
No.
He pulled a flower off a grave and handed it to me and said, here, this will cheer you up. And I was like, this is a dead person's flower. And he said, they won't miss it.
I'm so confused on who to think is crazy.
I know.
I just don't know.
At first, I was like, Lucas, are you sure you want to call Avery? Now I'm like, these two are a perfect couple.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I know that he was trying, you know, to lighten the mood, but we were in a cemetery. I was clearly having a meltdown. And his solution was to pull flowers off graves and say things like, we'll all be dead soon, even your parents.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Well,
up until that point, I was like,
I have a history with my parents.
Yeah.
But I don't wish them dead.
Up until that point, I was like, all right, well, it's kind of cool. He's trying to lighten the mood and maybe help you laugh and get through your stuff, but then going like, hey, don't worry about anything you're having at home with your parents. They'll be dead soon.
That usually doesn't
play well.
No.
Like I said, I totally will be the first to say that I was in a really bad space and probably should have canceled. But, you know, ultimately I'm looking for someone, a partner in life, and I don't think I want to be a partner with someone who's kind of weird.
And maybe someone who's not already hoping that your parents die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a bonus.
I should actually tell you that Lucas is on the other line right now. And just heard your recap of the date.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, Avery.
No.
Oh, jeez.